927, 4CC. It's 8:22, and morning to Sergeant Wayne Butch. Hello, mate.
Morning, Hammo. How are you, mate?
All right, all right. Have you thrown your money in yet for this bike ride that Matt and I...
I can't remember, but I might have.
You might have?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay, rightio.
I'll check that out when I finish here.
Okay. There's still a few hundred off if anybody wants to help us out. Now, the race is meant to be this afternoon, but because of the thunderstorm activity...
Alleged thunderstorm activity.
Yeah, but still a risk. I saw still a bit of lightning come down yesterday, and I thought, well, we're on bikes. I mean, if we got hit by one of those, we'd be gone.
Rubber tyre, mate. You'd be right.
Rubber. I reckon we get knocked off the bike. Plus, with the wet weather, I mean, it might be a little bit more slippery on the roads for us as well. So
Absolutely. We
might have to put it off to next week, and that'll give us another week to raise the money.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah. Mate, what's happening?
Mate, no, it's been pretty good this week, actually. I've been away and down to Brisbane for the deployment and then back for a couple of days off. So, no, it's been pretty good. A few breaking in is still occurring in and around town. Vehicles getting broken into. Not really broken into, entered into because they've been unlocked. But,
yeah.
Just a misfortune of people not locking their car and leaving them open for people to come and try.
Yeah, gone are those days. I was only thinking the other day, remember the days, well, you might not remember, you're a bit younger than me, but you'd leave money out on the patio and the milkman used to come with the bottles of milk. Oh, you do remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All those days are gone now because of that type of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, it's cashless society these days. So,
yeah. You know,
especially with COVID floating around these days, the old swipe and go.
Yeah.
Online stuff is not more, a lot less risk anyway of cash getting taken anyway.
Yeah, for sure. And I suppose with computers, it's always good to have, you know, the block systems like Norton, that type of thing that help out with that.
Yeah, online security is pretty massive at this time. You know, there's a vast majority of things out there you can put on your systems to help you. But again, prevalence, keeping an eye on what's happening with your transactions, your credit card stuff, online transactions, you know, you might think it's a pain in the bum, but just to check them, you know, every couple of days to make sure that there's no fraudulent activity going on.
Yeah.
It's going to save yourself in the end because, as we've seen over the last couple of months, if someone gets hold of your credit card, they rack up $1,000, $2,000 to the max within a couple of hours.
So yeah.
It pays just to keep an eye on it where your property is.
Mate, heavy rain, we might get that over the next couple of days. And I know when I came back from Billawheeler I came back from last week? Yeah, it was Billawheeler. And it just bucketed down. I could only see about two feet in front of me. So I pulled back to around about 70 k's per hour.
Yeah, it's time to get those windscreen wipers fixed. The old, you know, sitting in the dry for the last 3 or 4 months. You go to chuck them on and all of a sudden you've got no windscreen wipers. Yeah. You know, flash flooding, again, in and around here, very prevalent, especially down the Merionvale area. Again, we say if it's flooded, forget it. And say that for a reason because at the end of the day, you're putting emergency services and other people trying to help you out of these situations that they don't really need to be in.
Yeah, well, I had some, I was going to say, Tool.
Yeah.
He probably passed me going about 100 k's an hour, you know, and you could only see 2 foot in front of you. And I thought to myself, wow.
Yeah.
I eased right back off then because I couldn't see cars coming the other way. So
yeah, and again, just maintain your space between cars. If you can't see, just stop. You know, it's not worth plowing through heavy rain and hail just to get where you want to go and get there a couple of seconds earlier.
So we might get that. Might get hail, eh? According to a good source you've got.
Yeah, I've got the old gardener up at the station. He's said we might be in for some hail today or tomorrow. So he's usually not far off the mark. So
bike ride's definitely off. Yeah. Bike ride. It's definitely off. I don't want that.
Make sure you lock and secure your property because it is times like this. I've been a victim myself. Heavy rain when we were camping, sleeping at night time. Someone stole an angle from the awning of the caravan when we were camping. So
really?
If you are out and about and the heavy rains, that's the best time they come and get because they can't hear anything else apart from the heavy rain, so they come and help themselves.
Yeah. All right, mate. Anything else happening?
No, again, CCTV cameras fantastic for us, mate. We... I think the amount of stuff we saw through CCTV footage now, we've just had two major breaking enters that have stolen actually ATM machines from down south at Bagara and one out west.
Yeah.
It's all been solved by great police work here in Gladstone off CCTV footage of offences that occurred here, linking the car and person to those offences.
Yeah.
Again, if they don't have them, it makes our job that little bit harder, but... And more residential stuff's getting put on, so it's even better for us when we go around to
investigate. I know there's a TV series, and I think it's on the Nine Network, where you can get the access to the other shows that they have. And there's one there about CCT, how they've actually caught criminals by having CCTV footage, not just with break and enters, but murders, that type of thing, because it's they've linked up different cameras to different sites to actually catch the person.
Our advantage is these people aren't very smart, and we might look at CCTV footage from a kilometre away, 2 kilometres, and they're walking past without any masks on or anything.
No idea.
And then they walk with the same clothes and same stuff and do a break and enter or break into a shop, thinking that they covered their face while they're doing the offence that they won't get caught.
And
again, we follow up all CCTV footage. The first thing we do when we go to an inquiry is if we're looking around to see who's got CCTV footage, and we can go and see who they are and what's happening in around the place. And we just sold a stolen push bike from Stockland's. Even though it happened at Stockland, we looked at footage from McDonald's, and they were in McDonald's and Coles doing just walking around and same clothes, same footage, but covered their face when they'd done their offence. So
they're just
stupid, and that's why we catch them.
And I think you can pick up a good security system like that at local outlets across the region. I know Leading Edge, Gladstone Hi-Fi with Carlo and Donna.
They're everywhere. And they give you good advice. And, again, they're simple to install and a bit of peace of mind that they're ready to roll.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, take care. Have a good week. And we'll catch up again next week, eh?
Cheers, eh?
All right. There's Sergeant Wayne Butcher here on Classic Hits 4CC. This interview will be up onto our website and Facebook page as well a little bit later on this morning.